The power of optimism. I am a student who attends a public high school. In such a high school, I interact with kids from all walks of life, rich or poor, positive or negative family dynamics, social or antisocial behavior, you name it. There are so many differing opinions that flow through the school, so many diverse thoughts. And yet, there are the specific phrases that I hear uttered over and over again above the chaotic hum of the hallway. I hate this. I'm going to fail. It's going to be impossible. I'll never be able to do it. See the common factor linking these phrases? Negativity, pessimism. They all have to do with what that person cannot do, not what they can do, or how bad they're going to do versus how well they'll be able to do something. Whatever happened to good old-fashioned optimism? I have grown up being an optimist. I believe that there is always a silver lining. It doesn't matter how hard you have to look, it's always there. There will be something positive in any situation. Occasionally, I can feel myself falling prey to the pessimism that surrounds me for 7 hours, 5 days each week. It seems impossible that I could not be affected. Listen, I just said impossible. Pessimism creeps into my thoughts even as I write this paper. The negativity that I find surrounding me in school, in my social circle, in society itself, threatens to strangle every bit of optimism in me. However, as daunting as it seems, it is possible to avoid becoming pessimistic. It is possible that I can stay an optimist in a pessimistic society. It is possible to have a positive outlook even when faced with a grim situation. As long as you have the right mentality, there's always a positive side to everything. Ah, yes, the key words, the right mentality. Optimism doesn't always come naturally. Some people tend to borrow trouble, and we call them pessimists. Some people are generally more positive than others, and society labels them optimists. However, optimism is a choice, something you have to choose to maintain. I know that personally, it is one of my biggest struggles that I face each day. I have to mentally tell myself that morning, okay, today will be good. Sure, some bad things might happen, but it's all for a reason. I can do it. I can do it. Once I do this, I'm about 3/4 of the way to being optimistic. The last 1/4 comes with being grateful. Having gratitude for everything that I have, for all the amazing people that I get to call friends, this is what hauls me over the edge, keeping me optimistic. I believe in the power of optimism. I believe in choosing to see positivity in every situation. I believe in choosing to be grateful. I believe in choosing to be happy.